When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 43 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is Tests of Faith. Rick Warren once said, "The ultimate test of faith is not how loudly you praise God in the happy times, but how deeply you trust Him in dark times." Our text for today is Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. "Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds." The miracle of Jesus walking on water follows the miracle of feeding the 5,000. The first miracle began with Jesus' disciples tired and lacking faith and compassion. From Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. "Now, when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, 'This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves.' But Jesus said, 'They need not go away. You give them something to eat.' So the disciples had urged the Lord to send the multitudes away. Jesus only sends the crowds away after he has done a miracle and provided more than they needed. Now Jesus made his disciples go away by themselves. The Lord had just stretched their faith by performing a miracle with a boy's lunch. Now he will test their faith again by sending them out on a boat by themselves. Perhaps Jesus wanted the disciples to experience what it's like to be desperate and alone. The crowd followed Jesus and were hungry, but the disciples desired Jesus to send them away. Now they will be alone in a boat during a storm for hours. As Jesus tested the disciples' faith, he also taught them about empathy and compassion for others. Matthew's account of Jesus walking on water doesn't tell us the primary reason Jesus made them get in the boat without him. However, John's gospel does in chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. "When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, 'This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world.' Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself." John Phillips writes, "They were convinced by the miracle that they had just seen that Jesus was the prophet that should come into the world, the prophet foretold by Moses." That's from John 6, 14 and 15, and Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. They realized that a greater than Moses was among them. Moses had fed their fathers with manna in the wilderness, but before their own eyes, Jesus had miraculously fed 5,000 or 6,000 people with a little lad's lunch. Jesus recognized that if he stayed, those who witnessed the miraculous feeding would try to force him to be their political leader. He also knew that if his disciples stayed, they would be misled and caught up in the excitement of an earthly rule. R.T. France writes, "Jesus needed to dispatch them urgently to prevent their being affected by the popular enthusiasm. That's the main reason he made the disciples get in the boat." Made is the Greek verb anagkazo, which is used in the New Testament to describe the act of compelling or forcing someone to do something. It often implies a sense of urgency or necessity where the person compelled may not have a choice or is under intense pressure to act. Jesus knew what it was like to be led into difficult tests. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 read, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry." Our Lord was tempted by Satan with physical protection and worldly gain. Yet he turned to the Word of God and aced his tests. He led his disciples through tests to grow their faith and teach them to live for spiritual and eternal rewards over temporary physical gains. The disciples required time in the storm without him to teach them how much they needed him. Those who dare to be all that God has called them to be will have to pass many tests of faith. Some questions to consider. What tests has God allowed you to be led into? How is your faith challenged? And finally, what was the result of the testing time? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.